Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sakura and Sarah with your 9am Deadlines. In local news, Kat owns the right to remain in a country pub at the Kamala Hotel in North Queensland after the Health Minister's intervention. The National Food Standards Code bans animals from bars and dining areas where food or drinks are served, but Health Minister Shannon Fentiman intervened for the sake of common sense after an appeal. Precious, the cat, will be allowed to live out her final days at the pub after being banned earlier, as long as she stays away from the food preparation. Precious is 18 years old and has lived at the hotel for the past 14 years. Grieving families and crash survivors are calling for major upgrades to the Bruce Highway, a critical yet dangerous route in Queensland. With nearly 1,700 kilometres of road and numerous fatalities, there are increasing demands for safety improvements. RACQ's Michael Kane criticised the highway's conditions, stating, "The problem is we have a Bruce Highway that is unforgiving to error, and the problem is that we need the Bruce Highway to work for our communities. Urgent upgrades to the Bruce Highway are needed to prevent further tragedies and ensure the safety of Queensland's communities." In national news, authorities have been monitoring hundreds of convicted and suspected child sex offenders through Australian airports. Approximately 700 people were closely monitored, with around half triggering automatic warnings to the Interpol and foreign law enforcement. David McLean, the Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner, told The Advocate, "The AFP is committed to working with our regional partners through Interpol to combat the abuse of children anywhere in the world." Australia ranks third in the world for the highest amount of Interpol green notices when travelling child sex offenders, comprising 94%.
Also on national news, wild weather swept across southeast Australia over the weekend, resulting in the death of a woman after a tree branch fell on her in Sydney's southwest. New South Wales ambulance paramedics attended the scene but were unable to revive the woman. Peak wind gusts of up to 98 kilometres were recorded by the Bureau of Meteorology near Wattamolla at Sydney's Royal National Park. No further warnings have been issued by the Bureau. In international news, prosecutors in Italy are seeking a 6-year jail term for Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini for stopping a migrant boat from docking in August 2019. Salvini, who was Interior Minister at the time, denies charges of kidnap and dereliction of duty. Salvini defended his actions, saying, "This Spanish ship was never prevented from going anywhere except to Italy. We could no longer be the refugee camp for all of Europe." A verdict is expected next month, potentially blocking Salvini from holding office. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with slight winds. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news. Thank you. Round